The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
You know, we've spent a lot of time this year talking about a very important issue, abortion, ending abortion in South Carolina and across the nation. We witnessed something this summer many have worked for decades to see, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, which now puts the question of abortion back in the hands of the states. Last year, the South Carolina legislature passed what is referred to as the Fetal Heartbeat Bill. It was challenged in the courts. And after the Roe decision this summer went into effect for just a short period of time before the courts interceded again. So in a quick summary of where we are today, the South Carolina House went back to work passing House Bill 5399, sending it over to the state Senate. There are some differences in what the two bodies of the legislature want in the bill, and this is kind of where we are today. On our guest line this morning, representing Senate District 3 in Anderson, Senator Richard Cash, and a longtime friend and advocate for life, Lisa Van Riper, president of the South Carolina Citizens for Life, are on our guest line. We're going to talk a few minutes about exactly where we are. I want to start with you, Senator Cash. Give us a quick summary of where we are legislatively. You guys go back October the 18th. There's a lot of back and forth between the House and the Senate. This can be confusing to people. So in simple terms, tell us what the next step is.
Well, the simplest way to understand this is we have two procedural motions that can be made on October the 18th. The first motion is the Senate can vote to recede from its version of the bill. And if we vote to recede, the House bill will automatically go to the governor's desk. And that bill will save 98% of the unborn babies that are being killed by abortion. If the Senate, instead of voting to recede from its version, if we insist on our version of the bill, then the bill will go to a conference committee made up of three House members and three Senate members who then try to work out a compromise bill between the House and Senate versions. And then that conference committee report has to be passed by both the House and the Senate for anything to happen. And when it goes to the Senate, it is open to being debated and filibustered. And the problem we had in the Senate back in September when we first had the House bill was we had votes to pass an amended version of the House bill, but we did not have the votes to end the filibuster. Mm-hmm. And so there's no guarantee that if we send this bill to conference, we can end the filibuster on the version that comes out of a conference report. So the choice is clear. A simple majority vote up or down on October 18th, no debate is allowed, no filibusters allowed. A simple vote to recede from our version of the bill will send the House bill to the governor's desk, and that's what pro-life senators should do.
Yep. Lisa Van Riper, president of South Carolina Citizens for Life. Lisa, your organization, you've worked on this issue for years. You sent a letter to senators asking them to be present and to vote to recede on House Bill 5399. And your letter let these state leaders know that you're going to be scoring their actions on October the 18th, right?
Absolutely, Joey. There's no question on that. This is the most historic opportunity that South Carolina has had in 50 years to restore protection to the unborn. And this House version is vastly superior to the Senate version. The Senate, because of the filibuster, they were only able to strengthen the fetal heartbeat bill a little bit and correct some language. Their bill, and I'm not in any way dismissing what they did, but their bill fell far short of the protections that we now can provide in South Carolina. So this is a far superior bill. And the other thing that is, I think, important for the audience to understand is that 24 Republican senators have already voted for a Senate version that was very similar to the House bill. And I believe the House would have accepted that Senate version had it passed. There were Republicans, several Republicans, who did not give the votes to overcome a filibuster. So those 24 voices for basically the House bill were silenced. And by using this procedure that Senator Cash is discussing, just to recede from their motion, allows their voices to be heard without a threat of a filibuster. The problem is that some of these 24 are not committing to now voting for something basically that they've already voted for. So that's the issue, and we are going to score it because we are losing, according to DHEC's latest in South Carolina, we are losing over 115 children a day to abortion in South Carolina. And it's even higher than that now because we've become a destination state for Georgia because their heartbeat bill is in effect. And so while we do not want delay, we want this on the governor's desk by next Wednesday morning because lives truly are at stake. And there's no reason. There are 30 members of the Republican caucus. They've run to be on pro-life surveys. There is absolutely no reason for them not to vote to recede and let this bill become law.
Yeah. One of the things that I noticed in the letter that Senator Cash, you and your colleagues received from Lisa, the wording, it said that they're asking you to, number one, be present, and then, of course, to vote to recede. One would think that you shouldn't have to be encouraged to be present, but is that a possibility, Senator Cash, that some of these members may not be show up to vote?
That is a possibility, and one thing you have to understand is we are in a special session right now. Our normal session is from January to mid-May, and so, you know, people know to plan and set apart those days. It is true that this is a special session, and people could have had long-term plans, you know, on October 18th to be out of town on vacation, whatever. But the point is, as Lisa has already said, this is the most important vote in the history of this state on pro-life. And so my argument, so to speak, is you've got to be present. We don't have any votes to spare. 24 senators voted already for a House bill, and we need those 24 votes to show up on October the 18th. So the other possibility, you know, is and I'm not saying anyone is doing this, but it's not unheard of for a senator who wants to avoid a very controversial vote, although this shouldn't be controversial if you're pro-life.
Yeah.
If a senator wants to avoid a vote, they just don't come. That way, you know, they can't be held accountable one way or the other if they're not sure of where they want to be long-term on that vote. But I don't know that that's going to happen with anyone. The only ones who we might not want to show up is if you're going to vote against the motion to recede, then maybe it's good if you don't come to Columbia that day.
Yeah.
Because it's a majority of those present and voting that will carry the day. So if we had a handful who are not going to vote with us, it'd be good if they weren't there so that as long as we have a quorum, we have to have a majority. A simple majority passes it. No debate, no filibuster is going to be allowed.
Sure. On our guest line this morning, Senator Richard Cash from Anderson and President of South Carolina Citizens for Life, Lisa Van Riper. Lisa, in your letter, you state that there's misinformation about exceptions to protect the mother's life, rape and incest. Tell us what is in the bill.
Well, that's exactly what is in the bill. This is a very, what we would call a clean bill. It states that the state has a right to protect life. That is the fundamental responsibility, as you know, Joey, of the government, is to protect human life, and that life begins at conception, and that from the moment of a diagnosed pregnancy, that the child's life is protected while the mother's life is preserved. And it is very clear in the bill that the mother's life is to be preserved, the physical life of the mother. And it is very clear that that doctors can do what they need to in things like ectopic pregnancies, the risk to the mother's life, irreparable harm to major bodily systems. All that is very clear. We have been very careful to balance the rights of the mother and the rights of the child. There is also an exception for the very rare cases where pregnancies occur due to assault, rape, and incest.
Yeah.
And so it's very clear. It's basically the heartbeat bill that is simply moved to the point of when we know a human life, another human life has joined us in the womb. And, yeah, you know, just like we do not send people with heartbeats to the mortuary, we do not send human beings that we know are among us to the mortuary that are living. And so it follows the science of embryology that we currently have today, while protecting very complex situations like life of mother and rape and incest for the woman.
Yep. Lisa Van Riper, you know I've been a big fan of what you and South Carolina Citizens for Life have been doing literally for decades. Thank you for what you do. Senator Cash, what can our listeners do to maybe help you next week?
Sure, three things. First, I would encourage your listeners to pray. We know that
absolutely,
although this is very political, there's a very real and profound spiritual principles at work. I mean, these abortion clinics, I mean, they're evil, what they're doing in there. It's demonic, the shedding of innocent blood. So we know this is not just a political vote. Please pray. Second, you know, please contact your senator, especially if your senator is a Republican. The Republican Party, this has been a main plank, if not the main plank of the party for decades. It's within our grasp to end abortion in South Carolina, essentially, next Tuesday. Don't assume that your senator has committed to vote. Don't assume that they've committed to be present. Contact them. If they tell you they're committed, then thank them. If they tell you they haven't made up their mind, well, then you need to encourage them to do the right thing. And the third thing, I would ask that you come to Columbia. This is going to be a fairly quick session in that there's no debate allowed. We're going to go in at 1 p.m. on October the 18th. There cannot be too many people there if you are pro-life and believe in protecting innocent human life. 5,000 people would not be too many.
Yeah.
For these senators to understand this vote's going to follow them the rest of their political career and have an impact the way pro-life people think about them for the rest of their political career. And there's nothing that quite says that like you being there and them seeing a crowd of people who are watching
sure.
the vote.
Yeah. Senator Cash, thank you for what you do. Lisa Van Riper, always a pleasure, and thank you for the hard work. We're going to continue the good fight and encourage our listeners to be there and encourage our state senators to do the right thing. Thank you both for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you,
yes.
Joey.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.